Our next question is from Carol in Ohio, and she wants to know, how do you start a good horse pasture on newly cleared property?
So this is a great question. The very first thing you need to do before you even plant a seed in the ground is you need to take a soil test. A soil test is good for 3 years, and most soil tests cost around $20. So divided by three, nothing in horse ownership is that affordable, right?
No kidding.
So you have to do it because it'll tell you if you need lime to adjust the pH and how much nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium you need in other nutrients. Nobody can look at a soil and say you need X, Y, and Z. The only way to know is to have that soil test. So it is critical. The other thing that I would recommend with a newly established pasture is make sure your ground is as smooth as possible, because you're going to be mowing and dragging and fertilizing. And the last thing you want to do is be rattling across these large, you know, unsmooth area. So make sure it's smooth, but you also want the ground firm. So when you step out there, if you step onto your pasture before you seed it and that ground covers your boot, it is way too soft. You should barely leave a shoe print in that ground, because remember, these pasture seeds are tiny. You want to plant them like a quarter of an inch deep. So they're planted very shallow. So the ground has to be firm. Once it's planted, you have to pray that Mother Nature cooperates with you and you have rainfall and good weather. Then most people make the mistake of simply grazing too early. That if you plant, for example, say you plant a new pasture in May, you are not going to be grazing that pasture probably until August or September. And that is because horses graze with a lot of force, and you need to make sure that those newly established seedlings are firmly rooted so they do not get pulled out. And we do this by letting the grass grow up about 6 inches, mowing it down to 4 inches. That mowing simulates grazing and really encourages those plants to take root. And we want to do that for three cycles. Let it grow, mow. Let it grow, mow. This is important because our estimates to establish a pasture is about $200 an acre. So this isn't something to be taken lightly, but if you take care of that investment, it will last indefinitely. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is, again, soil testing, firm seed bed, mow and let it grow for three cycles, and just know that you're not going to be able to graze it the minute you see a hint of green out there.
Okay, so it might be tempting to do that, but wait,
yes.
Be patient.
Yes, you have to wait.